get fired up with Radio Gorgeous.
Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, and welcome in particular this morning to Veta Wise of Seraphim Voices. Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, Veta.
Thank you so much.
Could you introduce us to Seraphim? Because it's called Seraphim. It's a choral group called Seraphim, Beautiful Sounds in Beautiful Spaces. Tell us more about your choral group.
Ensemble, because each one of these wonderful ladies, there are nine of them, I chose a couple of years ago. I knew that they were around in the area. Well, when I say in the area, some of them travel for more than an hour to get to rehearsals and so on. But they each have a very special voice, and they're each basically a solo singer. Some of them have sung in choral ensembles and choral groups as well. Some of them sing solo, but in this group, they're very much independent people, the independent voices, each one very, very different. I mean, when you hear sort of them passing you in a procession singing, people have commented on how different the voices are, and yet when they sing together in an ensemble, we try and get a blend and a meld. And we have all these sort of wonderful churches in Suffolk, in East Anglia in particular, fantastically ancient churches, still in existence, tiny little places. So really a group of nine upper voices makes a particular kind of angelic sound, one would like to think. Also angel roofs are a wonderful, wonderful aspect of a lot of East Anglian churches. So there is that link with angels in the area.
Yes, because so seraphs are angelic beings.
Yes, exactly. And we try and we have these pilgrimages which we've had. As I say, sorry, you asked me about the ladies. The ladies themselves are a variety of ages, from 20 to 70. It's nothing to do with that. It's to do with their type of voice that they're in, their musicianship, their stamina and staying power and sense of humor, which is extremely important the way we work. And they're also their feel for the kind of things we're trying to do, which is inhabit spaces with sound that kind of wakes them up, if that makes sense to you.
It seems to me that it's sort of a bespoke choir experience that you're sort of curating.
Certainly the musical pilgrimage idea is, I mean, we do concerts as well, like the one we're going to do in London in 2 weeks' time. But the pilgrimages seem to have taken off. We did our third one yesterday, and that one had a bit of a theme, which was in the steps of searching for St. Edmund. And so there was a link between the three different churches. And we went from a Saxon church to a Norman church to a huge parish church in Bury St. Edmunds. So lots of different spaces, lots of different ways of exploring the spaces. And we had a coach, we have pilgrims, we call them pilgrims, but they don't really sort of suffer too much because we give them refreshments at each stop. They have a two-course meal somewhere historic. They have a chance to look around each place, both while we're singing to them in a little mini concert, and also on their own afterwards. They have somebody talking very briefly and lightly about the history of the place to link it all together. And they just basically forget about everything else. They forget about the outside world for a day and have this experience of, well, some of them described it as a sensory feast sort of thing. That's what we'd like to, you know, people to sit there and experience it.
How incredible. Tell me why you started Seraphim, because if I understand correctly, you started it in 2014.
And it was really kind of, I was an opera choristmaster for much of my life, at Cape Town Opera, which is a wonderful award-winning chorus. And during a lot of the changes there, politically and so on, developing that side of things. And I've always worked usually with very large choruses, with youth choirs. I've had male voice ensembles, but the one thing I sort of looked back, I'd just conducted a Verdi Requiem with a huge choir and orchestra and so on. I thought, what is the one thing that really musically I haven't experimented with or used or done. And I thought, well, female voices and a small group, because a small group will fit into these beautiful little churches. I can't take my big choirs in there because they would fill the pews, you know, we wouldn't be able to perform to anyone. So that seemed to work. And also, after a few years here in Suffolk, I'd sort of come in Norfolk to sort of think, oh, well, so-and-so would actually work quite well in this group. Or, yes, she's got the kind of voice, she's got the kind of personality. I mean, they're wonderfully individual women.
Wow. And is that what you attribute to the success of Seraphim? Because, as you say, you are debuting in London in 2 weeks on May 20th at St. Paul's in Covent Garden. Just get the plug in there for tickets. Go to seraphimvoices.uk. So is that what you attribute to, you know, not only that you have extraordinarily thoughtfully brought these women of all ages and voices together, but that you really think about where you are singing and who is singing and what you are singing in these places? And is it that very personal experience that you attribute to the success?
Yeah, I think you've actually nailed it completely by what you've said. I mean, I haven't thought about it like that, but completely. But it is. It's very much thinking, well, there's this place. Well, first of all, we go and we recce. I go to the different places with one or two of the seraphs, and they sing in from various places. I find out if the balcony is safe to go up to, you know, all of that kind of thing. Gallery, not balcony. So then I think, well, that church would work acoustically. Some churches are beautiful, but they've got lots of carpets and lots of curtaining, and the sound just doesn't work in there. So it's that kind of research, and then it's also thinking, well, when was the church built? When was that part of the church done? Is there some 16th century music that would work and be appropriate sung from there? And then also, what voices do I have that are good at doing? Each one of them is good at doing a different kind of thing. One is very good at, say, soaring and singing stratospherically. There's somebody else that has a beautiful, sexy, low voice. You know, I mean, well, each of them has something special to offer, and it's I suppose like painting a picture in a way. You choose your paints and your colours, and you put it together. And I'm just extraordinarily lucky to have them, and they are really enthusiastic. And as I say, such different women, and that's a challenge but a privilege.
Well, I love that you call your singers the seraphs. You know, that like it, that they are your angelic palette that you work with.
Biblically, the highest order of angels that fly around have seven wings, and they apparently, I mean, I did this research after thinking that might be quite a nice name, fly around the face of God singing. So they are actually the singing order of angels. And it's a bit of magic, but music creates that anyway, and the kind of music that they sing, you see all kinds of things. So yesterday we did everything from 11th century Hildegard and plain song through to something from Lord of the Rings, which was sort of Celtic, and it worked, I think. You know, it's just finding things that work for their voices.
Fantastic. And Feta, I wish you and the Seraphs the best of luck. And again, for more information on the Secret Spaces pilgrimages and the upcoming concerts, both in London and Norfolk, I noticed seraphimvoices.uk. Thank you so much, Veta.
Thank you so much. Lovely to speak to you. Thank you.
This is a Radio Gorgeous production for Radio Gorgeous 2017. For more information, go to radiogorgeous.com.